Welcome, friends. Today we delve into a moment of tension in the Torah portion where Moshe becomes angry with Eleazar and Itamar, the sons of Aaron. He challenges them on not eating the side offering, a sin offering that is meant to be a permanent statute for generations. His anger suggests a belief that the rule should apply uniformly to all sin offerings. Turning to the goat of the additional offering for the new moon, we find it was burned. The reason? It became impure. Yet, there's a deeper layer. Some believe it was burned because Aaron, in his grief, felt it improper to eat offerings. This raises a question of double investigation. Was it impure or was the act influenced by Aaron's state of mourning? Can Moshe really get angry at Aaron's sons? It seems out of place for a student to challenge his teacher, but consider that silence might have been interpreted as having no defense. Takeaway is clear. Don't underestimate their reasoning. A Kohen, due to his holy service, faces restrictions regarding funerals. He may only attend those of his closest relatives, his father, mother, brother, unmarried sister, son, and daughter. Beyond these, Kohanim must avoid cemeteries to maintain their ritual purity. Now, for a touch of lightness in our heavy discussion, we share an old Hasidic tale related to the seven closest relatives. This story aims to lift our spirits amidst the weighty topics of today's portion. Lastly, we explore the stages of mourning. The most intense mourning occurs on the first day, the day of burial. As night falls, a lesser state of mourning begins. In the face of a valid argument, Moshe listens, absorbs, and acknowledges the merit of the perspective given, demonstrating humility and respect. This concludes our study of today's Torah portion. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.